At the beginning of the 20th century, a French biologist, Dr. René Quinton, was saving thousands of children and adults in France and Egypt using a dilution of seawater. This marine plasma, as it is known today, mirrors the exact minerals and trace elements in our blood plasma. Peter Margot, a brilliant historical medical researcher and humanitarian, is here with us to share Dr. Quinton's story and how the application of his methods are most viable today. I'm Robin Clare. Stay tuned. This is Tributaries. Peter, I guess the place to start is with Dr. René Quinton.
Yes, he was a most remarkable man. He was born in 1865 and died in 1925. He was not only a great researcher and a great humanist, he was a wonderful therapist. He was a patriot in his own country. He fought in the First Great War. He volunteered to the French Army at the age of 48. He was a pioneer in the aeronautical world. When Orville Wright went to Paris, he stayed with René Quinton. So he was one of those really extraordinary people and was fully recognized in his lifetime.
That's a first. Not quite a first, but that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, when his book was published on ocean water, the learned community in France compared it to Darwin's Origin of Species in terms of its originality and importance.
Well, in the book, I know he goes into his science that he researched about the possibility of using what's come known to be called as the marine method, or actually even Quinton's plasma. But what else does the book encompass? Maybe you can give us a little historic perspective there.
Sure. Well, very briefly, it proves that all cellular life, whether it's a sponge, an animal, a bird, a fish, a human being, we all have exactly the same plasma for our cellular life. And he traces this back to the beginning of cellular life, which began from the oceans. And the reason why it's as dilute as it is now in comparison to what ocean water is that when life began, the oceans were much more dilute, so that the dilution of the water then was perfect for the beginning of cellular life. He also did animal experiments where he substituted ocean water diluted to the same concentration as blood plasma for the plasma that the dogs had that he used. And they all not only survived, but were in much better health after they had had that transfusion, if you like.
Yes, and he literally took all the blood out, didn't he?
Well, the way it worked was that he intravenously infused the diluted ocean water at the same rate as a dog excreted his own plasma through his kidneys. It took about 16 hours to do that.
I see.
So he didn't take their own plasma out and then introduced the ocean water. It was simultaneous. It was a very natural way of doing it.
Right. So I kind of laugh. It's like now if he did it, he would just be booted out off the planet for harming
That's correct.
But in those days,
but he did it together with a doctor, and of course the dog was anesthetized.
Yes.
And they worked with several dogs.
Well, I love the idea of being a sea aquarium inside. It just feels so alive.
Well, ocean water has many wonderful qualities. It's got all 92 elements in it from the periodic table. And all these elements interact on each other. They're in synergy. And they're there in the right quantity for the body to assimilate them. So that these elements are extremely energizing for the body when you take them into the body. And you can do this not by injection, but just by drinking the ocean water.
In a diluted state, of course.
No, not necessarily.
Wow.
If you're young, let's say up to the age where you would consider yourself a senior citizen, you can drink the pure ocean water as long as it's been purified.
So I'm not sure I understood what you just said about if you're young, which goes all the way up to being a senior citizen. Is that what you said?
We found that people, let's say, over the age of 60, say, do better with the diluted ocean water.
I see.
Whereas, let's say, someone from the age of, let's say, 7 and onwards, well into early middle age, does best with the what we call hypertonic or pure ocean water.
And then do they drink it in water?
No, they do. You can drink it either
on its own,
straight out of a container.
I see.
Or you can mix it with water or juice or with soup or something that, you know, that you're taking.
Wow. Well, you were talking about the oceans were more dilute in the old days. What's the history of that? What made the oceans become less dilute, or how do you see that change?
Well, the minerals in the ocean are due to runoff of rivers and streams, which carry with them minerals from the mainland. And this is a reason why in different parts of the world, the oceans have varying degrees of concentration of minerals and other elements. The most extreme place, of course, is the Dead Sea, where the water is so concentrated that you can't drink it, but it's used for straight up from the Dead Sea, for example, as fertilizer.
Yeah, and I would imagine, or I would think a place like Hawaii, perhaps, with all of the volcanic action going on would be quite intense with its...
Yes, absolutely. And I know that there's some very good ocean water sourced there for similar purposes.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the way that Rene Quinton would use the therapeutics of seawater and how he used it with people.
Yes. Well, that's fascinating in itself. After he'd done his original research and knew that ocean water was safe to use, after the dog experiments particularly, he was faced at that time in France with a huge death rate of children who were dying by the tens of thousands of intestinal infections, what's called enteritis. And so he established a clinic in Paris where people could come with their babies and their young children and could get injections of the ocean water for their children. And on a typical day, they would see 300 children. And very soon after, a woman who was an aristocrat in Paris opened another clinic where they could receive up to 500 children a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of their success, which was very rapid, there were 10 more clinics that were established in other parts of France, particularly big cities like Lyon, which is the second biggest city in France. And that went on for many, many years, and many tens of thousands of children were treated that way.
Successfully.
Very successfully.
Yes. And
in our website, you'll see pictures of children who were close to death from the pictures of Rene Quinton from his own clinic, who recovered within days.
Yes, and let me mention right now that the website is oceanplasma.net. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. And so not only children, obviously, but then different older people started using this treatment as well as the fact that there became many doctors working with Rene. Is that true?
That is correct. I think the greatest success he had was becoming involved in two cholera epidemics. Now, you may know that cholera is caused by a virus. And even as of today, there is no real cure for cholera in advanced cases. But with the ocean water, they were able to completely cure and rapidly cure people who had cholera, both in France and later in Egypt.
I did read that his work was carried out quite a bit in Egypt, and this is the reason why.
That's correct. He mounted an expedition to Egypt just before World War I and got involved with the cholera epidemic in Egypt.
So, historically speaking, what happened? Quite a few doctors got involved. I mean, has this continued but just became more underground, or was there a time when it was virtually stopped?
Well, I would say that it was very well accepted and used extensively, not only in France, but in Europe up to the beginning of World War II.
Okay.
And you must remember that the advent of antibiotics began somewhere between 1928 and 1940. And what he was able to accomplish with ocean water was not just comparable to antibiotics, but in some ways more desirable, because there are no side effects from ocean water, whereas with too much use of antibiotics, as you well know,
yes,
you can get problems such as interference with the body's own ability to resist infection. So it was highly successful. Why it's no longer fully practiced the way it was at the time, I think is largely due to the fact that the medical profession simply didn't want to accept it. At large.
And I feel like, you know, I'm sure the pharmaceutical industry has something to do with that, although we won't totally point a finger, eh?
Well, I think that's a subject that's best left out of this interview.
Very good. Well, Peter, I would like to move into your history and why and how long you've been involved with this study and what perked your ears in that direction.
Well, I'll tell you exactly why I got involved. Originally, my interest was because my mother had cancer and died of cancer, and at the time, I got involved with an alternative therapy, which was started by Dr. Max Gerson. And in his very seminal book, right at the beginning, he says that the whole basis of a good metabolism is an adequate storehouse of minerals in the body, and that most people nowadays are lacking minerals, and particularly trace minerals. And then, just by accident, I found out about ocean water and began distributing it for a company that was importing it from the Quinton Laboratories in Spain. And finally, a friend from France and I decided that we would like to start this little company. And so we began to research where we could get the water off the coast of Canada, and we set up the manufacturing processes to do it, and that's how I got into it approximately 7 years ago.
And so I imagine that you've been using this product, or using ocean plasma, as it's sometimes called. Tell us about your experience. I mean, I'm assuming here that you yourself have been healthy.
Yes, I've been very healthy. I've been consuming ocean water for over 15 years.
And were you healthy when you started?
I was in good health.
Yes, okay.
But I had every year living in a, you know, cold climate here in Canada, I've had my share of colds. Since I've been on the ocean water, I never get a cold anymore. I never get an injection for flu injection. I don't need it.
Yeah, no one needs that.
Right. I still work full-time. I'm 81 years old. I get a lot of energy from the ocean water. I know that is one of the greatest effects that people experience right away when they start consuming it.
Yes. I know your website does have a lot of really educational information in it, so I want to thank you for putting that out there. But maybe you could describe a little bit about the difference between what we call minerals and then what we call trace elements.
Sure. Well, the trace animals elements are called electrolytes, and they're generally, if you get them in your food, they're in parts per million, very small amounts. You can get a lot of them if you go to Salt Lake, Utah, because there's a lot of these electrolytes in the Salt Lake there. But when you take them in too concentrated a form, your body will not assimilate them as well as if you take them in a very dilute form as you get them in ocean water. So these electrolytes are very important for the body's ability to function with hormones, with enzymes, they interact with the body's ability to assimilate vitamins and proteins. So the electrolytes are extremely important. For athletes, for example, when somebody's doing, let's say, a very energetic competition, the first thing that happens when they get fatigued is that they lose their electrolytes. And you may have seen marathon runners collapse at the end of a race. And that's generally because they've lost their electrolytes. Now, if they drink the ocean water before and after the competition, they'll never have that happen to them.
There's the issue of blood transfusions. And speaking of electrolytes, I know that coconut water, for instance, is a good source of that. And I have heard in emergency situations, you can, in fact, do a blood transfusion with coconut water and if there's no blood available. But I know you can also do a blood transfusion if there's no blood available, do a transfusion with the dilute seawater.
Correct.
Can you...
We don't advertise that.
Of course.
I suppose the only time this would happen would be in dire circumstances. But certainly I would have a lot of confidence in our product because I know it's been completely sterilized before it's sold, whereas if you use something like coconut water, you don't know whether there's any infectious agents in that water.
Right. And do you know much about the pros and cons about blood transfusions as far as total body health goes or how you would compare the two?
I don't know enough about it. All I know is that sometimes in blood that's been taken from persons who have donated it, you may be passing on certain problems. Whereas with ocean water that's been properly treated like ours is, you wouldn't have that risk.
Right.
And this, I mean, there's not really any difference between drinking ocean water and taking it in through the skin. The way René Cantôme did his injections was not through the veins, but through the skin. What we call subcutaneous injections.
What do you think the benefits are in comparison to taking it as a drink form or swimming in the ocean? Do you think we absorb very much through our skin?
Well, anyone who's gone to the ocean has had skin problems has noticed how quickly they're healed. However, to get the benefit of ocean water within the body, you have to drink it or inject it. And by the way, we also are now using it to do colonic hydrotherapy, and it's become very, very successful here. Because when it's taken in through the colon, it's exactly like taking an injection. A good part of the water will be absorbed into the bloodstream.
Yes, I know there's a lot to be said about going up through that portal vein, and the influence gets pretty directly into the liver, doesn't it?
Yes, but on the other hand, that's not what we're advocating. We're not advocating doing liver cleansing with ocean water. That's better done with other things.
Are you saying that because you don't want to make claims? You know that by law...
No, it's not because we don't want to make claims, but... Specifically, the value of ocean water is on several levels. First of all, one of the most important is that it's slightly alkaline, such as the blood is too. It has the same pH as the blood. A great part of our population today is very acidic.
Yes.
Because of the food that they eat and so on. That can be counteracted very quickly by drinking the ocean water, because if someone has... a very acid stomach condition, that can be turned around in several days, very quickly. You know what acid reflux is. That's easily treated with the ocean water.
Wonderful. Well, there's the whole transfer of minerals that happens at the cellular level. And whenever there's an acidic or lack of oxygen transfer going on, then it creates the imbalance.
Correct. And you can get serious fermentation in the cells. And that's the first stage, of course, for certain diseases. And you can prevent all that simply by drinking small amounts of ocean water daily. And by small amounts, I mean less than an ounce a day.
It's such a brilliant system.
It is. It's so simple and so effective.
It's quite difficult when you start separating everything out and trying to balance. I was just reading something recently about taking calcium, and you know, there's okay, well, if you take calcium, then you need the magnesium, but wait a minute, then you need potassium, and then that's just what we've researched and have been able to separate out. And by using the sea mineral, we have everything in such a perfect balance. And in this article I was reading, because I know certain types of calcium are really, really not good for us because it just ends up not getting absorbed into the system and ends up hanging out in the joints, creating all kinds of problems there. And what this article was saying, that if a lot of calcium is taken, it doesn't even matter what kind. It can increase your chances for heart problems and or breast cancers. And
absolutely.
This is,
well, I think the first thing you want to remember about the ocean water is that it's everything in the ocean water is organic. That's very different from buying a supplement which is not necessarily organic.
Yes.
That's the first thing. The second thing is that the amount of every element in the ocean water is just the right amount. There's not too much, there's not too little. And they all interact one on the with the other. So there's no point in taking anything out. Everything that is there is perfectly assimilatable by the body. Nothing will cause any harm, and all will be beneficial. So that's completely different than swallowing a pill.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'm sure is just a huge subject, you mentioned earlier that ocean plasma is a living medium, and the importance and magnitude of that is amazing. It's like I've done alternative healthcare for quite some time, and I talk to people about water and how good, clean, clear water is a living medium, and it does so much more for the body than just clear up dehydration, because it is that living medium.
What Rennie Quinton discovered was that at a certain depth from the surface of the ocean, you get the maximum energy in the water. And this is caused by the penetration of sunlight. And the area of the ocean water where the sunlight penetrates the most is approximately 100 feet from the surface. And this is where we take the water. When we pump the water out of the ocean, our hose goes 100 feet below the surface, and this is why the water itself is so energized. Not only because of that, the ocean water itself, because of the way it's friction, there's a lot of friction with a lot of movement in the ocean. That creates a lot of energy in the water as well.
Yes.
So that's what we're after, to get the water where it's most energetic.
And does that level, the 100-foot level, because of the way the sun passes through at that depth, does it also, do you think, clear out any pollution that might be going on? Because I'm sure people are listening to this and saying, oh, well, the ocean's so polluted nowadays that why would anyone want to drink it?
Well, first of all, the ocean is self-cleansing.
Right on.
It has a remarkable ability to get rid of all kinds of impurities. Also, the ocean is so vast. If one has never been out in the ocean, one doesn't realize how huge a space that is.
That's very true.
And most of the pollution that people are worrying about are close to the mainland, close to ports, close to cities. Where we go, there's absolutely no pollution. The water is very cold, and that is another important feature for using the water, because the colder the water, the better it is and the purer it is. We avoid heating the water, because if you heat it too much, you destroy it. You destroy the beneficial aspects of it. And as long as you go well out into the sea, we go 35 miles off the shore of Nova Scotia where we get our water with our ship. This is the water there is absolutely pristine. But we filter it through a very fine filter, so fine that even bacteria can't get through. And then just to be sure there are no viruses, we use ozone, which is just heavy oxygen. And if there were any viruses in the water, the ozone would destroy them.
Right, yes.
And then we test the water in an independent lab to make sure that everything that we are, could be concerned with is not there.
Do you know, are there clinics that actually are doing injections and the subcutaneous type of thing?
I don't think so. I don't think it's permitted in North America.
That's a shame.
But there's nothing to stop someone from wanting to do it themselves. I mean, it's a very simple thing. You can inject small amounts or even larger amounts yourself, and I know of people who've done it at home. And it doesn't have to be done intravenously. It can be done just through the skin. We are not permitted to advertise that.
Of course, of course not. Peter, you mentioned that long, long ago, the oceans were more dilute as far as their concentration of minerals and trace elements. Has, perhaps since Quinton's time, is there any measurement that's been done of what ocean waters changed and perhaps our blood on a whole? Are we mimicking each other in change, do you think, or measuring?
Well, I think the concentration of blood plasma is standard, pretty standard. It's called isotonic, and it's 0.9%, a little less than 1% in concentration of solids. Now, that is approximately the same as ocean water was probably several million years ago. If you dilute the ocean water for human use, you shouldn't use just ordinary water. What we use is spring water. That's also what Canton did, because spring water is also alive, whereas just tap water isn't. And he found that if you diluted the ocean water with distilled water, you lost its properties, its energy. So
that's
it's very important when we dilute it to use the right kind of water to dilute it. It's highly nutritious. It's very inexpensive, obviously. It works very quickly and very effectively. It has treated all kinds of conditions. One of the most interesting cases that I heard about recently was a young girl, 12-year-old girl, who had lost all her hair through alopecia. And within 2.5 months of drinking our ocean water, all her hair had grown back. Now, this sounds astounding and hard to believe, but it's true. And there is a case history like that in our .org website, where there's an identical case shown photographically from René Canton's clinic of a young girl whose hair grew back. This is just one of many examples. And by the way, the ocean water is just as effective in treating animals, dogs, cats, horses. We've had wonderful results reported by people whose pets or farm animals needed help.
The true beauty of all of this is that I believe it was the French, actually, that coined the term terrain regarding our internal environment. And by restoring our internal environment using a balance of minerals and trace elements, it almost makes naming conditions and diseases obsolete.
Absolutely. What you're really doing is you're treating the whole body. You're not isolating any particular thing that you need. You're worried about, because the ocean water will treat everything effectively.
Many thanks to Peter Margot. His website is oceanplasma.org. For any guest information, to listen to archives and share resources, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.